So we had a development, like a size development in my
Oh yeah.
Size of them?
My boy's a large, yeah.
Yeah, so the shirt that I'm wearing this season.
No, Gervin is Jack.
No, I still have like that tiny, tiny frame, but I was like, whatever the shirt is.
You're not looks maxing, you're not life maxing, and then you're nothing. There's that.
Well, you know,
well said.
I like to
Spud versus Gervin's. The meeting of the minds. Dude, this is a fucking battle. Spud versus Gervin, the two most different people I've ever met.
I think we're combined IQ 160.
No, just different versions of autism colliding.
It's made one.
You're not autistic. I'm sorry. I can see you're the most visible.
No, I was reading. Not even real.
Time out. You know what? I was still clocking you. You're way smarter than I am.
I knew that. I saw your face on the 160 IQ, and I felt bad because I don't think you're dumb. He said it, obviously.
I think I'm dumb.
Lately, you've been saying it a lot, and I don't think you're dumb.
What, you've been saying you're pretty smart. You've been saying you are dumb yourself?
Yeah, I think I'm smart in like certain ways that matter, but not book smart.
And what is your area of intelligence?
Like social.
I think you're very good at communicating.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're not afraid to... You're not afraid to tell people exactly how you feel.
In a
dumb brute. No, you're smart. You just, I'm surprised it took you so long to find out you were dumb, though.
Yeah.
I hit that in like, I was probably 20.
High school.
You know what I mean? I waited. I was probably like 30.
You thought you were smart?
I thought I was smart.
We're like, we're not accepted at any college.
You think like,
what?
I can figure this out. And there's an answer to be had. And like, I'll just figure it out.
Yeah, I think it's just getting older. You go, actually, I don't fucking know anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, nothing's going to solve. Nothing's going to ever be fixed. Whatever.
Dude, I'm so fucking...
Oh, fuck it. I'll get some beers and be racist.
I'm so retarded that I was like sitting in my house like probably like 2021, and I was like, I can wake up whenever I want, go to sleep whenever I want. I don't even have to check in with anything with my mom. I thought about that. And I just went to sleep. When I was in high school, dude, it was like phase two, the dumbest classes. I was a senior, I had freshman in my classes. Like, yeah, whatever.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
It's like fucking retard.
You dumb as shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Not even try to hide that.
School's be nuts. You're dude, smart.
That must have been nuts for the freshmen that are like, that guy's a senior.
Oh, yeah, and Billy was huge. It was like, think of a freshman
the same size.
You'd be like,
I was like 208.
And, dude, think of being a freshman and being in the class next to him. Like,
yeah.
Hard.
Dude.
You know what fucks me up? You know what fucks me up? We used to break our teachers' balls into oblivion, dude. And they're all like my age now.
Yeah.
Or younger.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nuts because like 17-year-olds are psyoping them into like walking out in the hallway and like taking breathers.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
I get it.
Dude, I had a teacher.
I went to a pizza shop this week, and there's like five teenagers in there. They're like, "Yo, can we?" It's like a couple of them were black. It was black teens, and they were nice fellas.
Just
but
to paint a picture.
As soon as I walked in, I was like, "Oh god!" And then they're like, "Yo, can we get a picture?"
Did
we take like pictures? And then they all sat down and started laughing.
Yeah,
and I was just sitting there waiting for my pie. Going,
oh. Brutal.
I think they're making fun of me. They're literally making fun of me after they just asked for pictures. Got to be mocked.
Yeah, there was like, it was math where the young kids were. So they were like super smart freshmen in my math classes.
Yeah, sure.
But like,
I mean, the freshmen were fucking geniuses.
I mean, seriously. Low phase algebra.
Oh, you're killing me with this.
I mean, seriously.
This is like a Tyler Durden.
You are. I mean, Tyler Durden.
I mean, dude, I told you, I was stoned. Like, I wouldn't do fucking
shit. They
must
be super smart.
They must be smart as hell.
They're an algebra one, dude. They're freshmen.
Eighth graders must be fucking smart.
Maybe they're algebra two. Maybe, dude.
Nah, by that time, we were in geometry, brother. I would fuck up geometry.
But you're not dumb at all.
I know, I just suck cock at math. And
I cannot do math myself. I
refuse to study.
Yeah.
They would tell me to study.
Well, I toss you in the eighth grade class.
Oh, phase one. No, freshman year, there's just...
For some reason, you're getting, like, defensive
No, I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
I'm not defensive. I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
Freshman year, there was a phase one.
Senior. It was tough.
My one boy was dumb as shit with me, and then he got on Adderall and started passing everything. He
took Adderall. Fuck.
Dude, me and my one boy were like 65, 70s every class or every test. This motherfucker gets on Adderall, starts getting 85s. I was like, bro, how are you figuring this out? He's like, I'm studying. He's like, how do you have that? I would go home, look at this shit, and be like, fuck.
Oh, man. Bill, you are the fucking funniest. I'm not getting offensive. I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
I'm trying to literally show you how stupid this was. I was in phase one. They get rid of it freshman year because it's a college.
Dude, that's what you're talking about. What you say? No one knows what phase one is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, I'm surrounded by geniuses.
I'm dumb as fuck.
My ass was in the jackpot. I had have a 2-7.
He loves my ass is in the jackpot. I think right now
it's of all time.
Did you put it in season two?
I don't know if it made it.
That clip and was like, yeah. I need to say my ass is in the jackpot.
In the jackpot, we don't do something there. I'm just telling you that.
You gotta give us a shot.
You know what?
You gotta give us a shot.
Okay, listen to me. Let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why not?
You know the situation, Terry.
Mean, why do I need to get a shot, Tommy?
Because that makes it worse. Terry, that makes it fucking worse.
I know it. But MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay, I can't control that, Terry. I can't control that. You know as well as I do where Terry, you know where I stand on the whole fucking situation.
But you're better than that, Tommy. You know that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our ass is in the jackpot now. Okay? Okay? I'm just telling you.
Fucking motherfucker.
You know what? That's you got it. You don't get it? You got everything out?
Yeah, that's nice. He said it like situation. He said it like Terry. five different scenes.
Using new slang, I like that.
Oh man,
I was so bad at math when I went to Drexel that the math class that I was in.
If you're that bad at math, you don't go to Drexel, bro.
Yeah.
You go to Delaware County Community College and get president's lists because it's the third time you took out for one.
I'll tell you what, I failed statistics in college,
dude,
three times, I'm talking at three different universities.
I
hit Harrisburg Area Community College, and I was like, I'm going to make some changes.
Shitting on African dudes. They have no idea what's going on. Like, dude, Y equals MX plus B. It's simple.
Look, community college fucking ruled.
Check your work. Oh, it's the fucking
I took American Civil War. Our teacher was a Gettysburg tour guide. It was me and Harrisburg Area Community College students. I was the only dude who gave a fuck, and I knew a lot about it already. This guy was like, Shane, thank you. Yes. No one else was paying attention. I'd be like, that was General Meade, right? He'd be like, it was Meade.
So that's a great YouTube channel.
I've been here for 10 years. Right. You're the first guy to.
It was.
He's like, wow. Anyway, we're going to have a good day, guys.
Did I ever tell you about at my last semester at Temple when I screenshotted the wrong week?
Yes,
dude.
This is great,
dude.
Man.
I was at Temple, and I was taking literally.
It's like when I went to school on 9/11.
Is this senior year? Or?
No, this is like my second. Or I went to Temple my sophomore and junior year, but I was taking three classes a semester because I was like, bro, you can take three classes. No one gives a fuck.
Right.
Not realizing you got to like take all of them to get out of college. I took a screenshot of my class or my semester after spring break. But we were off MLK Day. So I had physics, construction safety class, and some other things on Monday. Physics lab. So I was going to physics. I screenshot this. I don't know. I thought I'm off Mondays. I was chilling. Sundays, I was like, dude, we can do whatever the fuck we want out of school. I go in.
Construction safety.
Dude, still passed it. Still passed it, by the way.
We can do what we want.
Dude. So I fucking went for a month. And I'm in physics, and they're talking about, well, during the lab, we went over this. And I thought the lab was something people are going to or into physics. I had literally no fucking clue. And then I finally realized that I've been missing my Mondays for a month.
All the Monday labs?
Yes. And my construction safety class. I rolled into my construction safety class after a month of not being there. It was literally like, I fucking didn't know I had this class. And the chick let me in. I passed that. But physics, I got a 46 on the test. They're literally Beetlejuice shit. I came in.
Beetlejuice shit, is that what you said?
I came in. I was trying to find that Green Bay Packers jersey you bought. I was going to wear it again.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, you got a fucking Reggie what?
Yeah.
92.
5,000. I fucking went to the I went to the
Bill, the way you're talking,
it's just matter
so
of fact.
So good, dude.
Yeah. So I went to that
just matter of fact.
What is like sine waves and shit?
So sine cosine?
Cosine, what is that? What's that?
I think they're way amplitude.
What's the type of math that is?
Trigonometry. Well,
trip? I have no idea.
Go into fucking my trip class, get a 46, dude. And I was like, what's the what's a bell curve? Because I thought we'd all pass because everyone failed it. No one failed it. And then I show up. The dude is in class like, today is the last day of the ad drop. I was like, for the ad drop, do you have to pay for it if you drop the class this day? He's like, no, you don't. That's in 2 weeks. If you don't go out in 2 weeks, then you have to do it. I literally was like, all right, guys, got my book bag, left college.
Wow.
Oh, dude, I was like, this is a fucked situation. Like, there's no way I'm passing this shit.
I can't. Look, I'm not.
Engineering is the construction management.
I'm not making fun of you.
I did the same thing with calculus.
Fifth
calculus. I took calculus two times, and I got a 33.
Yeah.
The way I filled out of Elon was hilarious, dude. I did, after I quit football, I just stopped going to class. I just drank in a house.
Were you and not going to class at all?
Like, fucking.
So you're a skipping class.
One or two a week.
Yeah. That's what I did, yeah.
And then went home for Christmas break, and they were like, you're expelled.
I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, oh, shit. I got to tell my parents. So, like, while I was home for Christmas break, like, I'm not going back. I didn't know I was getting kicked out either. I had all my shit in North Carolina.
I was in a fucking.
It was dark, dude. I was in my parents' basement crying.
Sure. Yeah. I was like, mine's way more jovial than that. I was working at a trash incinerator that we had to cover with clean fucking fill. So we picked all the trash out, got rid of it, covered it with all these rocks, but we could only have like a certain size stone. So my dad was like, dude, just pick any of the big rocks out. And this place is like a football field of just rocks. So I'm just sitting there looking down, grabbing. My uncle rolls up in a trash truck and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, dude, my mom wants me to go to college. She's like, just fucking quit. I was like, okay. So then I quit and started driving trash trucks.
Nice. I didn't have any sport.
You here? I went to George Washington, and then failed out of that. Then went to Delco. Like a Delco. And then failed out of that.
Yeah, did you
get out of Delco?
Yeah.
I was Westchester for 6 years.
And then
for
I finished at Drexel.
You fucking, hey, how'd you get into Drexel if you filled out Delaware County?
Because the guy that ran the screenwriting program had like tried to get me because I like wrote a script my senior year when I was in high school.
Was it Tires?
It wasn't Tires at the time.
You wrote that at Drexel though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like my senior project. Old? Yeah,
and he fucking failed out.
Yeah. Well, I did graduate Drexel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were dumb as fuck.
Well, I filled out George Washington and then Delaware County Community College.
George Washington's hard to get into, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drexel's not. Yeah. He's not dumb. Dude.
Yeah.
Drexel's dumb. Hard to get into.
No, but he failed out without drinking, really.
Oh, there's other
and
things.
When I was
he failed out without missing class.
Same thing. Like, I failed out, I was living at my parents' house. So I did go to, like, every class at Delaware County Community
College. When I went to community college, I locked in.
Oh,
after West Point, after Elon.
Yeah.
It's time.
Two years later, I'm at community college. Next to the farm show complex in Harrisburg. Oh, man.
Well, I had a Duke or bottom.
Mine was, no way.
Delaware County Community College, I was in heaven. You could smoke on campus and shit. So, like, me and all the kids just go out in between classes, rip butts, go to McDonald's.
I love how, like, your gradient of, like, how sick shit is what you're allowed to do.
Yeah. I'm not meant to be in school.
I can't even imagine.
We're allowed to smoke.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you had to go to school? If my job tomorrow was to go to meetings from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.,
think about
you'd
that.
You'd
have to.
Chair hemorrhoids? Like, forget it. Jesus.
Well, the hemorrhoids, that would definitely suck.
Yeah.
Are they permanent?
Yeah, if I sit long enough, I don't know. I got a weird thing going on. But it's like, sitting in a plastic chair for that many hours, just listening to stuff you couldn't care less about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like, my life is teaching, I mean, obviously there's some good ones, but Lost is behind that.
Lost.
If you're
just
saying.
Pump the brakes.
I'm just saying. Like,
we're on a big podcast.
There obviously
right now,
is good teachers, but there's some that's like, all right, bro.
My mom's a teacher.
She's a good teacher.
Hello.
While I was in school, one of the teachers got busted for having sex with the kids. few of them actually. One, I moved
all boys' school.
Yeah, one I it was like prison. One, I moved her into her house, but I was retarded, so I wasn't picking up on anything that was going on.
Yes, Durbin. Yes.
Well, Gerby's, it's just a just yeah.
Yeah,
two to me.
Getting
Dan.
Rowdy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting rowdy.
You're just getting rowdy. Dude,
we're almost done.
You don't have to be in tomorrow, right?
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to get ready.
No. I was just asking.
Oh, I was going to go in.
I know tomorrow's early.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in pretty late.
Supposedly, the one teacher was banging the kid, and she was like trying to be cool with all the kids in the class, and she was buying him beer and shit. And then she started talking shit to the one kid in class, and he was like, I'll be right back. Went to the principal's office. Yeah, she's having sex with one of the students. Got her booted. Legendary shit.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's a fucking...
Bill, I could listen to you talk about school.
Bro.
It is so funny. You honestly, you are Phil Gillis.
I mean,
you dude. Are the exact same dude. Like the way he talks is, I go in there. I go, what the fuck is this shit? I fucking got a 46. I thought there was a fucking Belker.
Dude, I paid on a Belker. You know research papers?
Yeah.
But there's like, I think five was my all time max. I did write a paper in Temple that was awesome.
How many pages?
And it was five. And it was Porn, the Libido Killer. And I had a whole paper on Porn. Dude gave me an A+. He was cool as shit.
That's Manosphere.
Yeah.
Tangential.
And then, in high school, we had to write like a research paper. I chose Alphonse Capone, the worst. And I just paid kids to do it. And the teacher was just like, all right, man.
Classic.
You wrote this. Classic. Obviously, what am I? Yeah, seriously.
You were like, dude, I am.
I got busted without it.
Yeah. My boy Shaw wrote it. Shout out, Shaw.
I didn't pay anybody, but I took my roommate's paper from the year before and just handed it in to the same teacher. And she was like, you think I don't know? You don't think I don't remember Kevin? I was like, motherfucker.
Fuck, I should have taken his day off.
The thing that the real shit about being fucking stupid is being too stupid to cheat, because a lot of the smart kids can fucking cheat. And I would be like,
there's like, I think the higher echelon.
Yeah, there's
so
good at cheating. Yeah, that's like all it is.
Super top is all cheating.
All my boys that were in like AP shit were cheating their balls off. And I was like, fucking how?
I've told this before, but I cheated a lot. And
do you cheat though? You get people to write your shit? Or?
Yeah, no, like test. Okay. We had a he would give us the same test. So the class before, this girl would just give me her calculator, and I would just I'd get like 100 on everything.
That's sick.
And then I was a recruiting visit for football, so I missed the test day, and then he was like, "Here's the makeup test," and it was like four problems. That was it. Cause he loved the football team, and he was trying to. He was like, "Come on, bro, I got you." I couldn't. I didn't know one
red.
I didn't know one. I wrote three for every single answer and just handed it back to him. And I was like, I don't know one thing about what you've been. I don't even know this subject. I haven't listened once.
Yeah, we had none of the chicks doing us any favors because it was all dudes. So.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Just dudes is tough to cheat.
Yeah.
Need chicks.
You're just fucking around. There's no cheating's physically impossible.
Yeah, it'd be tough with
dude,
just
like
guys.
Writing that shit on your calculator, have like you would have to at least know the equations a little bit if you had like the cheat sheet in the calculator slip.
Yeah.
I would sit there and be reading like
No, he would give us multiple choice answer. It was Scantron tests.
Oh god.
And then he gave me a real test. Like no Scantron, just like do the work.
Oh, you didn't have to show the work on the Scantron?
No, it's a Scantron. It's multiple choice.
Damn, I usually would have Scantron and worksheet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did actually have those in other ones, but no, this guy would just toss us a Scantron.
Bro.
This lady would just write A, B, C.
I would hit Scantrons and like skits out. I'd be like, it's been A four times. It can't be A this time.
It
has to be wrong.
Yeah.
Little fucking roulette. You go, it's been red too often, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's black.
My fucking SATs, I'm like McGavin Newsom. I had 960. I can't read.
I'm like you guys. I can't even fucking read. Oh, there he is. There's our next president.
Dude is bulletproof somehow. He walks through all that shit.
Yeah, all you have to do is not be Trump.
Yeah, true.
You're going to get...
If Trucker comes as the next president, though. I'm not voting, though.
Trucker?
Up. Yeah.
I see your fucking Alps, bro.
Trucker calls him, yeah. His Alps shipment just got stolen.
You like Trucker?
We're on the same vibe, bro.
You're on the same vibe, but are you on that fucking? Are you on that fucking Christian weird shit?
Christian weird shit—the stuff that you said you were on in the beginning of the podcast.
Catholicism, bro. There's a big difference.
No, like
Trucker's definitely not Catholic.
No, Trucker is into Kabbalah.
Trucker wears bow ties, dude. He's a fucking Protestant.
Good point. He said he's found Christ, honestly, but
yeah, he found Protestant Christ.
Oh, really? Is that
100%? That guy's not Catholic.
What's Protestant?
It's the exact same. Yeah.
What's the difference?
we have the Pope, bro. We have the Vatican. Oh, we have the church.
Okay.
They have they're and also they're much more strict about word for word in the Bible.
Oh, so they're kind of like evangelicals with that shit?
He seems a little more evangelical, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just like the shit he puts up about, like, fucking Israel and shit.
I got to be honest, he's been fucking kind of nailing it lately, but...
Yeah, it feels a little too good. I started watching that, and, like, fucking... If you got to watch the Jones on Duncan Trussell, he get like, halfway through it, he goes back to his old shit and saying, like, we're pretty much three-dimensional beings that are more powerful than the fourth-dimension beings, but they're using us, and we think they're more powerful than us, and they're going to use AI to take us out so then they can
come. Who the fuck are the fourth-dimensional beings?
Yeah, instead of sending to the fourth-dimensional naturally, they're going to create a false dimension through AI.
Yeah.
We'll all be plugged into the Matrix.
How does he know all that?
It was an ARPANET. It was like ARPANET? A futurist wrote an art, like a, I don't know what they call it, like a white paper for ARPANET.
Yeah.
Before DARPA. Before
he, like, reads old, like, futurist papers and
but
stuff.
I'll tell you what, Jolene's is just a cute little date spot.
Don't angle that back.
Fuck the fucking fourth dimension, dude. I'm here.
I just went to Roots today. That was actually pretty good.
You went to where?
Roots.
Where's that at?
In Westchester. It's a tasty little cute spot.
It's a cute spot.
It's a tasty what?
So are you, like, going on many dates? Is this why you said?
Hey, swimming in pussy. I'm not swimming in pussy. No, drowning. I'm not
drowning. You're a television
definitely
star.
Drowning.
I paid my rest in
peace. Definitely drowning.
I'm dating him out there. And
yeah. How often do you go on dates? Just curious.
Serial date.
You don't actually have to say that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
We're just bullshitting. We can totally edit this out.
Yeah.
Or not. Blink twice.
No, over. We don't have to.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm dating and so.
Having fun, as they call it.
Well, I'm dating intentionally. Like, I'm trying to.
You want to find your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your forever hole. Your sheath.
I do think I would want my wife to find her forever hole. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Trying to find your first.
I'm looking for my forever hole.
Your forever hole is crazy.
Hey, man, he found his.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, there's no hiding it now.
Holes.
Yeah.
You got your ring, bro. That's sick.
I was like, bro, Spades always told me, wear rings, bro. Wear rings.
Hold on. Let me throw that in the fire real quick.
Forge it.
Very weird. You ever wear rings or anything like that? How far do you go?
Oh, yeah. He's tried
if
everything.
If it wasn't for Shane, I'd be wearing a lot of it.
Like Jack Sparrow?
If it wasn't for Ed Norton, dude.
Yeah. Tyler Durden, you remember in Fight Club when Tyler Durden was like, dude, Ed Norton would think this is so gay.
Although, I mean, the only thing is I think...
You could totally punch Kirby and you just go...
Have six packs.
Have hit a little
he
bit.
He does actually have abs.
Exit velocity on this. If you did die, I don't know how far I would go in the other direction.
I think I finally got through to you.
Yeah.
Here's how I knew I got through to you.
Yeah. The Savannah Bananas.
That was a major test. I sent him a video of the Savannah Bananas, and I was like, this is your shit.
What is that?
The Savannah Bananas is like
the Harlem Globetrotter.
They're like Hawkeyes.
I very much respect it.
Yeah, they're all fucking nasty at baseball, which it actually even pissed me off even more because they do all these cutesy dances. And I was like, these fucking dorks. And then I watch them catch a double play between the legs. And I was like, all right, these guys are fucking nasty.
Yeah, they're very talented.
The dances, but they're like doing like cute guy shit. Cute where it's like
TikTok dances.
It's like cool face paint, fucking glove. Like they're, I don't know. You got to see it.
They're the Harlem Globetrotters.
In my opinion, it was right up Gerby's alley as far as what he, in his mind, if he could be anything, he'd be a Savannah Banana.
Right.
I thought for sure I was correct on this. I sent him a reel of the Savannah Bananas dancing. I said, this is your shit.
No.
And he said, no. And I was very...
What is your shit?
Like war hero.
What?
You want to be a war hero?
Why did everybody react like that?
No, we're talking about sports.
Me too. Because I thought about it in response to when the Savannah Bananas...
We were talking about sports. So just to say, like, a war hero, like a famous war hero?
Yeah, you know, like
if you could be anything.
Are you like watching Masters in the Air being like, this is totally true?
You want to be like the Lion of Tel Aviv.
Captain America?
You're like a fighter pilot.
Okay, yeah.
2020 vision.
Like Maverick.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Sean Shaw, my boys. Brother's a fucking pilot.
Yeah. Not a Savannah Banana.
Then he told me
that
I've gotten through the defenses. I've gotten through the Iron Dome.
He came in like,
and now I'm in the
firecrackers. I was just wearing
Burberry pants. They're black. Shut up.
What? I was wearing sweats.
Tommy's fiance bought me a bunch of clothes. And I picked these
look
right
at
here.
Defensiveness.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not out shopping. I'm not fucking.
It's hard, dude. But going out somewhere trying to find a pair of pants.
I grab the wrong size off the shower.
This will shrink.
My ass sweats, my armpit sweat, and I leave. Yeah. That's every trip to the mall.
Yeah. But it gets a little too bright in there.
He told me, he was like, I saw that video of Savannah Bananas, and I thought to myself, you're fucking queers. And I was like, yes. We've reached it.
The Sopranos.
That's just the warrior Sopranos. Out.
Yeah.
That is the warrior on him.
Is that why you send me gay guys kissing on Instagram?
Me?
Trying to see if that's my stuff?
I'll tell you what, that backfired because now my algorithm.
Bro.
Yeah. But dude, did I send you one of the guy's ass cheeks?
Yes.
The guy with the thickest fucking cheeks?
There's a new one I've been watching where it's a big, tall white man that acts perfectly like a black woman, and he has a little black boyfriend, and they walk around.
Don't stop it.
It's crazy.
It's fucking great.
It's crazy. I'm going to show it.
Yeah, I'd like to
see it. Show me this.
It's so crazy, and they do, like, the dude literally does the hand signals like Blackjack.
Liz at the end of that. No,
it's very fucking insane. Gotta find who the hell that I... Why'd you leave your cheaters in the truck, brother?
I thought about getting them.
Your what?
My glasses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been sending you a lot of shit with that one gay podcaster talks about, like, getting nut in his face and shit.
What?
Jesus.
I sent you all those reels for the intros.
You gotta take the cans off, bro.
Oh, the guy who says, like, if you have your pants down, you want me to eat that cake? Yeah. That's killing me, dude.
You gotta take the headphones off, dude.
I had to fucking listen.
Who's the guy who's, like, when they're talking about the Giza?
Oh, that's Brazzers.
Brazzers killing me.
You've changed, Bill.
I've changed. I literally can be more normal.
I get paid to do gay shit, mate.
There you go.
That's a dude?
Oh, this is fake, dude.
It's real. He does, like, fucking girl hand signals and shit.
That's great.
Turn up the song.
I think it might get us...
Stuff about making guys' toes curls. That's a dude.
Anyway, did you see that guy got like 83 points in one game?
Trying to figure out what sporting event he's at based on the old painting.
New Mexico or something like that.
Oh, little New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. That's a Wolfpack stadium right there.
She does that. It's huge.
Thank you.
No problem.
You're a screen blocker. I can't see it. Yeah.
So who?
Oh, it's loading down here. Shane's Goon Cave.
Oh, so, okay.
That's a man.
I understood.
Oh, man,
looks like Baron Trump.
For real. It's crazy. That's what's going to happen to everyone if everyone keeps it down this road.
What? With the,
like, taking peptides and looks fucking... maxing with huge asses? It's not going to stop it.
Is anyone actually looking
maxing?
What?
Gerben's fucking looks maxing.
Gerben is look maxing, but he's not. He's
got that Reagan hairline.
I mean, not really.
He hasn't.
Yeah, Gerben's like cash right now.
He hasn't gotten into. There's no substances.
No peptides?
No.
No, this is natural.
Dude, wait till he finds out about peptides.
Tell me about peptides.
You're going to be like, Captain.
Oh, yeah, I trust him. I told you I was going to take peptides today, and he kept being like, what peptides?
Dude, did you get like,
I was like driving over. I was like,
I mean, it's literally self very good.
Well, how come he gets to do it?
So Billy met a dude. I met this dude through Billy, and he's like, dude, you got to take Glow, take Retta. What the fuck was the other ones? Geo or?
Oh, I forget. You got to pin to win, they say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I can't inject anything, so I'm just going to have to be a lifetime natural.
Can you inject stuff?
Fucking good.
Dude, I'm trying.
This is the best you've looked.
What are they? They're just steroids?
They're not steroids.
Like a tier one operator.
I'll be fat in 3 weeks. I'll hurt my
soul. Is this not the best he's looked in a while?
I'll hurt my
shoulder. I don't really pay attention.
I see him
all the time, too.
I don't see him enough.
You should see Spade's son is jacked.
He's enormous, dude.
He's literally like...
How tall is this boy already?
Tall? We're not going to talk about tall.
We're talking about
what's a number?
Well,
frame.
We're talking about weight.
Yes.
His frame is actually like
creating a fullback.
Yeah.
For real, it might be Mike Alstott.
He was given birth.
Mike Alstott.
Mike Alstott's probably my favorite football player.
Real, could he be the last fullback? I mean, the game's going to change so much.
I don't know if he'll reach the height.
He could bring back the fullback.
Who?
I mean, he's
fucking Cincinnati.
Charlie boy.
Republicus.
Republicus.
His son Republicus could be the final fullback. Damn, he's a unit.
Yeah, he's fucking stout, bro.
He's got a dome, dude.
He's got a Jones build.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's a hardy boy.
That's a guy who punches metal for fun.
One with his arms down. The arms are only up.
It's a legend.
Frame. I probably need it.
I enjoy the frame.
Cute.
Cute.
That now makes cute. Sense.
That's cute.
Yes. A bar is
him and
cute.
A bar have nothing in common.
What did...